Continuing coverage now of the local political battle involving restaurants. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to repeal Initiative 82, a law passed by voters in 2022 that aimed to get rid of the tipped minimum wage, gradually increasing the minimum wage for restaurant servers and other tipped workers until it matches the minimum wage paid to non-tipped employees.
We haven't arrived at these proposals lightly, but we know how important the restaurant industry is to D.C.
While Bowser says repealing it would ease the financial burden on restaurants, hospitality worker unions argue that the law has given workers more financial stability. With us to talk about it is Sean Townsend, president and CEO of the Restaurant Association, Metropolitan Washington. He's a strong supporter of doing away with I-82.
When I talk to restaurant operators, they say that Initiative 82 is top of mind for everyone because it's been increasing every year for the last couple of years, and we're not done yet increasing the wage for tip workers. And so it's top of mind because operators are having to adjust their business models every July 1. And what we know right now is that based on our survey results, at least 44% said that if things don't change, they are likely to consider closing. And so the industry is suffering. Initiative 82 is one of the only things that the council and the mayor have control of changing the outcome on.
So what evidence do you have that repealing I-82 would prevent restaurant closures, would help restaurants? Is it that survey that you were talking about, or did you have other evidence that you were looking at?
Yeah, so if we go through with a July 1 increase to $12, on average, we're looking at anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000 increase in labor costs for our full service, casual, independent, locally owned restaurant. Now, if you ask someone, you know, a chain restaurant in the heart of downtown, they will tell you that it's going to cost them $160,000 more a year in order to pay those type of wages. And so the proof is in the pudding. And I think at a time when the foot traffic is lower, the food costs have increased, we're looking at 1.5 closures per week at this point. And I don't know any other way to explain challenges that we're facing specific to Initiative 82.
So those are the challenges within the industry you're facing. Now, unfortunately for you, you also have the political challenges locally in D.C. We don't know yet if all the council members or the necessary number of council members will be on board with you on here. The question that you're going to get, and maybe you've already gotten, is that voters overwhelmingly approved Initiative 82, so this would overturn the will of the local voters. How do you respond to that? What do you say when someone presents you with that argument?
Yeah, I think that it's a fair question, and I think that we have to assess that question and determine, do we not have the right to go back and assess any ballot initiative that was passed? Yes, it's the will of the voters, but in this industry, I mean, you had hundreds and hundreds of workers go down to the Wilson Building and say that this doesn't work. And so here we are. I do think that it's an opportunity for the council to say that Initiative 82, eliminating the tip credit system, has been a mistake. And we acknowledge that and we should try to correct it. Now, I completely understand that there are some council members that, you know, will elect not to do so. But I think it is political negligence for our elected officials to sit and watch restaurants close, knowing that if they were to repeal 82, address the concerns and challenges that restaurants face, I think it's negligence if they don't do something.
Any indication of whether or not you have the support on the D.C. Council to ultimately get rid of Initiative 82?
I think that's a work in progress. I think that's to be determined, just like everything else in the budget. We're talking to council members. The budget has not been sent down to the council yet. And so I don't want to get too ahead of that specifically. I know the mayor has come out yesterday and announced her plans to include in the budget proposal to council a measure to repeal Initiative 82. We want to make sure that that happens first, and then we'll start to have conversations.
That's Sean Townsend, president and CEO of the Restaurant Association, Metropolitan Washington.